Greetings, everybody. Welcome to ESETI Stargate and BBS Radio. And sorry for the last show. We started an hour late and we had all kinds of hacks and problems. And we just did another interview with Dr. Sala, Peter Slatter, and myself. And oh, God, it took an hour to get started. It was just, there's so much interference. It's crazy. And even this show, we had about an hour plus. Mess up. There's just weird distractions going on, and to interfere with getting these shows up. But we're going to talk a little bit about that. My guest tonight is the infamous Corey Good, and he was the first one to bring out, the secret space fleet, the 20 and back programs, and there might have been somebody else before that, but who knows? But he was the first one to really give details on all this information on how it operated, who's who, and everything else. And seemed a lot of people dovetailed off of that information, and it kind of went crazy not right now. So we're going to talk about that. Before I bring Corey on, I want to do a little monologue here. And the reason for this is it's really weird. There is a lot of slander, a lot of gossip, a lot of nonsense out there by some people that are really accusing everybody of what they themselves are doing or have done, so it's really time to address the posers and shills, behind the controlled narrative, the moral and integrity challenge, and not addressing this only enables and supports the moral and integrity challenge behind the censorship, the controlled narrative blocking real contact and real disclosure. So what I find odd is the ones now calling for an end to the slander and gossip and unity are the very ones behind it. And now they're virtue signaling, saying, oh, we have to stop this. We have to unify. It's like, yeah, because they're getting found out for who they are and what they've done, basically. So I always say unity about around what? A failed disclosure, the controlled narrative, the fraud, the deception, And we wonder why we don't have contact with benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced beings. Where's the conduit for it? Rather than going through another 70 plus years of censorship, a controlled narrative, and failed disclosure, we might want to address who is behind it and how they operate. Where will all these people be when true disclosure comes from the skies? The shills, the planned opposition, the nuts and boltsers, the debunkers, the so-called experts, conference organizers involved in the controlled narrative. The moral and integrity challenge, all will be out of a job. So if you think there are posers, shill, planned opposition, censorship, and a controlled narrative, if you think this isn't happening, why is ESETI, with over 40 years of documented contact with multiple benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, being invited then uninvited to major events and conferences? It's not just jealousy and competition. It goes far beyond that. So we all take solace that there are three things that always rise: the sun, the moon, and the truth. So meanwhile, we're just sitting here beyond the drama, making and documenting all these contacts on a regular basis. Ships are coming every clear night. We've got amazing footage. So we have to ask, we're just wondering why someone would block a quantum leap in evolution, ending war, disease, poverty, and ushering in the technology to clean up the planet, And so maybe it's time to ask the tough questions of governments, religions, and, the extremely compromised UFO UAP community. We have to start putting their feet to the fire. So anyway, it's amazing. It's just amazing to see the very people, and they're actually doing a conference here on the Big Island, the very same people that were behind all this nonsense are and they invited the very same people that are extremely morally and integrity corrupt. So it's kind of like a gathering of, I guess Corey said, pirates, which I have another word for them, but we'll just leave it at that. But anyway, on that note, I can't think of a better person to address some of these issues other than Corey Good. So, Corey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on. And It sounds like you're going to be a main character on Alien Mania when we start production of that. Because the amount of absolute freaking craziness that goes on in this community, it's beyond what people would believe. We're just going to have to document it. And with all of the UAP disclosure information, partial disclosure information coming out in the news and elsewhere, it's going to draw a lot of people's attention towards this community. So I think right now we really need to warn people as best we can. The people that are just awakening and getting into the disclosure movement, it is quite a dangerous and scary realm to delve into, but are a lot of wonderful people that you meet along the way. But there's just a lot of really mentally ill people who need attention. It's like they need the attention, and they need to be a part of something bigger than what they feel is their little crappy life, So it's just really weird. I know there are, for Alien Mania, we're talking to a few mental health professionals. We want to have, this is being studied, believe me. This,
I'm not
mass
laughing at you. I'm
hysteria.
laughing. I'm laughing with you.
Yeah, this
Because
is,
it is mentally ill. I've
it
never
is.
seen, there's no logic, or these are self-serving opportunists,
Yeah.
basically, or they're mentally ill, one or the other. There's only two categories you can put these people in.
Yeah. So, and it's really crazy because the whole LARPing phenomenon, as it has morphed and really taken over the disclosure community, it has really minimized actual experiencers. It's turned it into a big frickin' ass carnival, and actual genuine experiencers, they have to wade through all this crap and have to actually interact with all of these whack jobs and like, oh yeah, I think I was on that ship too. Do you remember me? And they're like, Jesus, I'm just here trying to figure out what happened to me. What's going on? And it's this whole carnival that has been created, and there's a lot of money involved. A lot of money involved. People, they want to, we're very biased on, confirmation bias, and we're willing to pay a lot of money to confirm our beliefs and our biases. And if there's people out there that will, roll it, then, they'll buy it. So, that it has definitely been a wake up call and a strange awakening for me, in the community. I was having all of these crazy experiences, and over time, the experiences were changing, and I was, trying to figure out what is this phenomenon exactly, what is going on, because it took me a while, but I figured out it's not exactly as it presents itself. And I felt like whatever this entity, non-human intelligence is, was being deceptive because it was using all these weird metaphors and different beings and communications with me that was changing, and it just felt like it was being deceptive. But I'm kind of learning that it's such a different multi-dimensional type of being that it can't just have a conversation with us. It sends us the energy of a communication, and our brain receives it from whatever density or frequency it is. And we have to convert that into 3D understanding. So, you'll get a vision of a being or a place or a monument, and we take it literal when they're just trying to communicate the symbolism of that. With it's taken me quite a while to sort of learn the. It's almost like a dream language when communicating, with this, whatever this is. And it can be very confusing. And a lot of people, they just get caught up. I'm being contacted. This is real. Holy shit. And they just get all excited and caught up and roll with it instead of kind of questioning it and breaking it apart. And by doing that, I've started to learn, a lot more about this phenomenon. And I think it's been quite a while since I've been in contact. The last contact I had, ironically, was on Ysetti Ranch,
Yeah.
the last day of shooting the documentary, Beyond Disclosure, the Corey Goode Files. And you'd mentioned that you'd had a communication that something wanted to communicate with me. And so I walked out to the area where the flags are. I don't know what you'd call that little area out in the
The
field,
Palladian Circle.
Palladian Circle. Yeah, I
Yeah.
walked out there and I felt something like I felt a presence, and I felt like something introduced itself to me, and I, became emotional. I talked about it in the documentary a little bit. But then we had had so many dark shadow beings and negative entities coming into our home and terrorizing us over the years that we just decided I told this, whatever this phenomenon is, I said, leave me the F alone. Leave my family alone. And from about July of 2024, when we left your ranch, I did everything I could to break off any type of contact, discourage any type of information, and me and my family delved heavily back into church, and I was just focusing on rebuilding my business and getting a few things ready to launch. And that's just all I wanted to focus on. And in December, we started shooting a new television series called Contacted. And I agreed. I was like, okay, we'll do this TV show, but I want it to be a cautionary tale for people who dabble in this phenomenon to know that there's a risk. And there is.
Yeah.
Not only with the people, but with some of the non-human intelligence that's out there, and it's very difficult, if impossible, if not impossible, to tell the good and bad apart sometimes, especially for people that are just getting into spirituality. Oh man, what was I saying?
Well, you're talking about, well, you actually were telling me something that a long time ago you were talking about. That there is some kind of an entity, you can't figure out what it is, some AI type thing or dimensional negative force that's just really running the show and everything else. And since you said that, the Ethiopian Bible has come out, and that's the same thing that Jesus said. He's called it the Demiurge, and he said the Demiurge, and then there's the Archons, which serve the Demiurge. And the archons are the ones that kind of terrorize you. They create all kinds of scenarios in your head. They do everything to block you from making your own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it. And since I've been really studying a lot of this stuff, and I'm so thankful the Ethiopian Bible came out because it's the stuff we've been teaching for like 40 years at Ysetti and being called blasphemy and crazy and everything else. But there is definitely, I mean, I still do it. I mean, last night they came after me again last night, but I have tools and techniques to get rid of them. I've actually had archangels step in and just kick butt on these things. And Uriel came in the other day and I was blown away. But I was talking to Yeshua, and it sounds crazy. I should kind of format this, but like I've had two near-death experiences. I've studied 40 years with lamas and yogis and elders and around the world, all of this, even in the Tibetan Foundation, all of these programs, they teach you that their best channels are doing 70%. So 30% is misinformation, interference, and what you perceive. The message is basically,
100%. One, yeah,
yeah.
that is that. I wish you would put that on a t-shirt,
Yeah.
because people really need that. Really needs to drill down that you have all of these other beings that can affect the transmission. You have your own desires, your own fears, your own core belief system that affects the transmission. So, you have to learn to look at the core information and not get caught up in all the details, because the details is that's where that a lot of those little the detail stuff that comes from the person usually, you know. This non-human intelligence is trying to get a concept to us, and you know, there are all types of symbols and symbolism, and it uses that as a pretty advanced communication technique.
Yeah, very few. They teach safeguards for pure channeling. And so many people out there, I don't know hardly any that have had any training whatsoever. And at their,
I wouldn't even know where to get it. You know, where do
Well,
you find
we
that?
teach it mainly because I didn't have it when I was growing up, and I had all these experiences, and I had nobody to tell me what was happening or how to shield, how to clear unseen negative influences. And so I studied around the world all these techniques and everything, how to sense, use your own inner sensitivity to sense what's coming in, who they are, what their intentions are. And we all have that ability. We just need a little training. And going through that training was a godsend because we have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. And there are a lot of people in the ufology, they're saying it's all benevolent, it's all good, open wide. Don't be a spiritual snob. Let them into your body, which is the most insane thing I've ever heard. I mean, it's actually dangerous.
Yes, very much. Yeah, your personal sovereignty is very important. And that's one of the things I actually worried about in this process, with all this communication, was my sovereignty and the influence it's having over me and the influence I had over other people, you know, who listened to me. You know, I was going through quite a mental crisis, you know, of trying to figure out what this phenomenon was. And at the same time, we returned to church. And then in December, what I was going to say, I went to Calgary to shoot the part of the new television show we're doing called Contacted. And as a part of that, they did a regression therapy, which I had always refused to do any type of regression therapy, all of those things before, I just refused. But he had hired a lady, a professional up there in the area, and she came out and we did a 3-hour regression. And we talked about stuff that I had never talked about before. I don't know where it came from, but you know, about pre-life stuff, and it was pretty amazing. It's parts of it are going to be in the television show. But after that, I started having weird experiences again, like that activated or something happened, and then I started like you know, every once in a while hearing phrases that didn't make sense to me. And I was like, okay, what's going on? You know, this isn't supposed to be happening again. And then, you know, it developed into full ass on contact again. And this, we probably should talk more about this offline, but this has been more intense than what I've dealt with in the past. Now, you know, like I said before, my interactions with whatever this intelligence is, you know, I've had them appear as blue avians. I've had them appear as all these different things, you know, and they use all of this esoteric kind of language, you know, law of one stuff, things that are this community is very familiar with, the terminologies. It was new to me at the time. But now, since me and my family have gone back to church and we're trying to stay away from all of this. Now it's communicating with me very strongly, but it's using like biblical medieval terminology and iconography and that sort of thing. So yeah, I'm trying to make sense of it. And I received several transmissions that I wrote down and visions, 5 different visions of different scenarios. And they were very intense, and I've been documenting all of that, trying to make sense of it. And during the same time period, a very wealthy, very powerful man that I had been in contact with about 8 years ago. We started conversing again because he's going to be married, and I was invited to his wedding. And he and his, a lot of his people are part of some of these, secret societies, like the big ones, like 33rd degree and above and stuff. And that kind of stuff I've always been leery of, big time. But they told me, they said, for since 2015, we've been watching you closely. They said, the information that you dropped, especially early on, was a mirror of what was in a lot of our secret information, and we didn't know how it got out there. We were very surprised. And we watched over the years, expecting you to be completely destroyed. But no matter what happened, you kept popping back. We couldn't believe it. They said the deposition came out. We thought, that's it. This happened, this happened. And they said, you are relentless. And they said, there's respect for that. And this group is coming in, and they're going to help. Hopefully, if everything goes, they're going to help finance the video game company and all of the big things that I'm trying to do. But they show up around the same time, so it's like this convergence of all of these different things driving me back into communication. And like it was like 4 years ago, maybe longer, I think you were approached by the same people. It's some of the groups that studied Chris Bledsoe. They wanted me and my family to do MRIs. They wanted to study us. They wanted us to sign NDAs and all that crap. And the Rosicrucians were connected with them. And so, we turned that down. But now we have a situation to where some other very, very powerful people, are encouraging us to continue the communication, So me and my family right now are trying to figure out what the hell's going on. We're just trying to figure it all out, because it's easy for everyone sitting behind their computers to sit there and go, oh, Corey's not so sure about the Blue Avians now. He doesn't know about this contact or that. Kiss my ass. You're not in my house with my family having shadow beings, all sorts of evil beings coming in. You have positive beings coming in to guide you in one direction. And if you don't do walk the line, the negative beings come in and wrangle you. There's some crazy, strange stuff going on that non-experiencers cannot understand. Cannot understand.
Yeah, I agree. It's even in the yogis say the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. So it comes with, on your path to enlightenment, it comes with contact. Both sides are gonna connect, and they're gonna want you to go. One side is very self-serving, opportunistic, and you can see who's working with them by their behavior. And they have no their moral and integrity levels are in the toilet, basically. And it's sad. The whole ufology is riddled with that. I couldn't believe, I was naive when I came into this field. I was doing my own thing. I was on a I had two near-death experiences after the second one. All I cared about was studying all the masters and all the elders of every nation, trying to say, how can we bring everybody together and live under universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everyone. It's like this is the quantum leap that other civilizations have done so they could go further, the spiritual and technologically advanced ones. And that was my whole goal. Like, let's just bring everybody together and sit down and talk. And it worked for a while. And then all of a sudden, when I started with the International UFO Congress, they invited me to come speak. And I said, well, I don't really care that much about UFOs. I mean, they're there, they're real. I've seen them, I've conversed with them, and some have good intentions, some don't, so I'm really about the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. That's my function. and educating people and bringing in technologies that are earth friendly and healing technologies and things like that. And so they go, well, you're what this community needs and everything. So I did. So I went there and I gave a talk and I gave a speech and I showed all the footage of the beings and the videos of the ships and everything. And most of the people in the audience, especially the women in the front row, were crying. There was so much energy that came in. It was so loving and so blissful. I almost had to stop talking for a minute and regather and my composure. And it was an amazing event. They had the biggest rush to get the DVD of the talk, that they've ever seen before. And they go, "You're coming back, And the same thing happened the last time I was there, and I actually phased out on stage. You can actually see my body phase out into a light principle with the mic there and other tall beings behind me. And so same thing happened, big rush to get the talk, standing ovation. And then I get invited, "You're coming back, you're definitely coming back." And then I get uninvited by the International Congress. The same thing with Contact in the Desert and other ones. They got infiltrated in a certain group you know of. We won't mention their name. I don't want to get sued. I've already been subpoenaed by them and everything else. But they came in, and pretty soon all the total shills and posers and the moral integrity challenge rose to the top and became all the keynote speakers. And the people who were authentic got pushed out. And that's where we're at right now. Unfortunately, that's what's at the top. And that's where all the money's going, where all the funding's going. It's going to these groups.
Yeah, it's all
And
the sensational people.
yeah.
Yeah.
It's very sad, but and I knew a lot of people that were authentic back in the day, and they're out. They're out of the system. And now I find it really hard to have anybody on the show that is authentic, and that's for real.
Yeah, that's one of the new person. I don't want to use his name, but I can't wait to introduce him to everyone. The person that's going to be working with us and
Yeah.
helping with funding. But he's got a very interesting background, and he talked about, we can do a podcast together, which would be interesting. Me and like a billionaire doing a podcast. But he was like, we're like thinking like the types of people that we could get on, and he knows some really interesting people, and I'm like, man, the list of people with integrity that you would actually want to put on, a high production podcast, man, that's such a small list of people. It's like, why even do it,
It is sad. It's people, I know I'm gonna get shit for saying that, everything I've said, but I really don't care. I don't care. I mean, the stuff they're making up and the slander and the gossip and everything else is really coming from the people that actually totally screwed us over. I mean, we were building a place here in Hawaii, and we got $1.5 million twice for this couple, these two girls, and as soon as they got the funding, they're being evicted twice out of their other places. But as soon as they got the funding, we got the big FU. And so no, we've heard rumors, so we're gonna steal the land and the ranch, and we're not gonna do Isetti Hawaii. It's like, well, where'd those rumors come from? From another group, which is a podcast that started rumors from North Carolina, where nothing ever happened. Even the people that were involved said, "This is bullshit. This never happened." And one woman goes, "I'm married. If this got back to my husband, you know what that would do?" She said, "Nothing. I was struggling with some issues, and we went in and cleared them, and I walked out blissed out, feeling great. That was it." And when I took their staff, who were having meltdowns, and cleared them, got them back on track, which is all that did happen, I get accused of Jeffrey Epstein, and I'm going, man, it's just like, how did that turn into that? Because there are a lot of people that are very wounded, very angry, a lot of victims, and they're just looking for a place to put their stuff on,
Yeah.
and to be, I go, I know who I am. I've never I've never even said an unkind word. I've never verbally abused anybody. I've never physically abused anybody. I've always been totally honest, brutally honest. I've always been loyal. I said, I don't know where this crap is coming from. And then I always say, give me a witness. Give me one person that I've been abusive to. And they can't, you know. And they did come up with one. I was talking about earlier, some woman that was raised in a test tube that said I had kids with her. And I think you got one of those too.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
Yeah, there's some real weird stuff going on, like imbalanced stuff. I'm not saying she wasn't raised in a test tube, but you know, if we had kids together, I must have missed it. You know, I didn't have the pleasure of the experience, you know, which sometimes I wish I had some of these experiences because I'm pretty, you know,
Like,
my life is very, very simple.
yeah, mine too. One of the things, like when you talk to new investors, they're like, all right, I want you to make a list of all of your deepest, darkest secrets, anything that could pop out. And I was like, man, I'm actually kind of boring,
Yeah.
compared to what, they're used to hearing. So yeah, this, there's like a core of the community of really beautiful people that are here looking for the truth and everything. And they too are getting caught up in all of the mimicry of other people's testimonies and fake spirituality. And most of them don't even realize that this spirituality and these different ETs that they're talking about, that narrative comes directly out of the Joy of Satan Ministries. If you look that up, it is a whole plan to infiltrate ufology, talk about these certain types of positive space beings. If you look in there, certain people are talking about them. And these certain types of space beings are supposed to be some sort of tool for them to impart their satanic beliefs and religion into the ufology circuit. And they've done it very successfully. I hear people that would never, like, ever associate themselves energetically with something like satanic that we call satanic, but they're out there saying, oh, and then I had this experience and did this. They're making it up, but they're picking it out of other narratives that they have no idea what the foundation is that they're using. And they're bringing that into their fake testimony, and it's perpetuating quite a interesting phenomenon with all of those people coming in and, oh, I was in the secret space programmer. Oh, I was this, because they heard a story and it resonated. So there are literally psychological professionals studying this, and I can't wait to get them on camera.
And they say there's three kinds of people that fall victim to flattery, you know, every time, and it's men, women, and children, you know. So these people, oh, you were there. You were a high priestess. You were this. You were that, and you were on the Council of Nine, you know. And they go all this stuff, and I go, well, that was straight out of the Satanic Church, you know, the Nine Overlords, you know. They all of these weird things they come up with, and if you it's
They
tied
don't
into
even
the
realize it.
CIA and MK Ultra and stuff. It's all connected, and you go, you guys, you're newbies here, you know. I've been doing this intensely for about, I hate to date myself, for about 45 years. He said he started 40 years ago. And, you know, but I've been intensely doing this since the 70s, basically. But the I know who's who. And I know the pitfalls. I've experienced them. And I know who's benevolent and who the ones. And it's both polarities are going on right now. And it's a war for the soul. It's a war to distract people from making their own personal God connection, basically. That's the last thing they want. And if you study the Ethiopian Bible with the Demiurge and the Archons, it ties into the Satanic Church, Epstein, everything. It's all, you know, the gods of the Old Testament, you know, the sacrificial gods of the Old Testament, Baal, Baphomet. It's all tied together when you understand. When you see the big picture, you'll understand the network,
Well,
you know.
ironically, James, that what you just talked about is a large part of the downloads I've been getting. about these different powers and principalities that run the nations of the world, that they were once Elohim, that were sent here during a time of separation of God, and they were supposed to be here to manicuring this planet. Instead, they became corrupted by this demiurge thing, energy, and instead of manicuring humanity, they began encouraging humanity to worship them, and they began stealing louche and spiritual energy from the creator, and everything just kind of went to hell from there, literally. So that's a big part of some of the downloads that I'm getting, but I'm getting very specific information, and it's really freaking mind-blowing. I'm having some people, researchers, helping me go through looking at some of this information. It has to do with physics, reality, how the mind of God interacts with the four forces known to science, electromagnetism, the strong force, weak force, gravity, that they talk about the cosmos. There's a fifth force, and it's the mind of God, basically, the intention of the creator that tells everything how to behave. And it's like an algorithm, like a computer program. It's like, this is almost like a mixture of a daydream and simulation that we're in. And the rules, the base programming is basically the mind of the creator. And there's a way to tap into that and have an effect on reality, turn water into wine, lead into gold, raise the dead, all of these crazy things. There's a way of tapping into that force, and the demiurge and other negative groups do not want us to have that ability because they would rather feed.
Exactly. That's exactly what's going on. And you can tie it in right now because you've got the I don't want to condemn. It's really hard to do this, and I'm going to kind of tiptoe through this, but you have over there the Jewish traditions, which is there's three or four sects in there, but one sect is aligned with the Talmud, and they're saying, Jesus was a false prophet, and he was killed, and he's boiling in his own excrement and everything else. And that group are the Zionists, whatever. I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, but and then you have several other that are peaceful that just want to get along and work together, and the same thing with the extremists and the Muslim side. They have the same thing. Non-believers, you're supposed to do a jihad on them, and so within these sects, if you really look at it from the 10,000-foot level, you'll go, well, wait a second, all of these religions have the two in them. They have the service to others, love and joy and bliss and section, and then they have control of everyone, death, destruction, and whatever. They have modalities, and you can see them operating on the world, and then you go higher, and then you go, wow, there is a shadow God, there is a demiurge, and it has these archons, which are demonic type entities. They're fallen Anunnaki are in there. Like you were saying, the original guys, there's royal reptilians, negative grays, negative reptilians, and a lot of discarnate folks that didn't go anywhere, and they're all part of this team, just call it Team Dark, And then you have Team Light, which is the all-loving, all-forgiving God, the God of love and peace that Jesus aligned himself with. And you've got the archangels and the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders and the prophets and sages and saints, and they're on Team Light. And so there is a war going on between Team Dark and Team Light. And the problem with this going on right now is that the Earth is undergoing an ascension process, and Team Light has flipped the switch. And Team Dark is going to do everything it can to stay in control, to stay in power. And it's going to work through whoever it can to create more disunity, more disruption, more chaos, on its way out. But it's not frequency specific to the evolution of Earth and humanity. So it's on a downward spiral. It will collapse, just like the Hopi prophecy talks about. it's going to collapse in on itself because it's not sustainable. And those who choose a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature are going to take the upward spiral. And so we are going through a bifurcation process of timelines or worlds, and we're going to have to choose which ones. You know, are we self-serving opportunists? Are we in service to others and going to, you know, really serve the truth and the light and the higher, you know, the all-loving, all-forgiving God? Which one are we going to do? And I think that's a choice we're all coming to right now. And unfortunately, a lot of people in the UFO community have are not making the right choice. You know, it's like you know.
Unfortunately, and it's really difficult because it is a confusing time right now. There is so much disinformation and just deception coming from this dark side of this, whatever this experience is, whatever this entity is, this dark thing. It's really deceiving people, and like you said, it's trying to sow as much chaos as it possibly can during this time period. And there are too many people with unresolved issues that are just, they're nowhere near being in a place where they have any type of self-control, and they just get caught up in it. And I have to try to tell myself that, because, it's pretty rough to watch the state of humanity. We read the old books, if you're into the Bible and you read it and you hear about how humanity acted 6,000 years ago, and we see the exact same behavior, just sickening. It's like, whatever is watching over us, how long can it continue to see us in this state? I just don't understand. If
You know,
I
there's a
were
limit. There's a limit to allowing, is
I
what
would
I'm,
hope.
you know, it's same with nature. Nature is very slow to act, but thorough, you know.
Yes.
And it's going to be the same with the higher dimensions. It's going to be slow to act, but you know, we're coming into those times, and it's going to be very thorough when it comes through. And I, you know, I'm seeing a lot of these cities that have fallen, you know, the crime rates through the scale, the integrity rates through the scale are down at the bottom of the scale. It's just you know, they're creating the Sodom and Gomorrah event. They're on their way to that. And there's a science behind that, because when people fall, when a civilization or a society starts collapsing, the energy fields collapse. And when the energy fields collapse, nature has to come in and restore it, and for her own preservation. So she's going to bring in a massive quake or a huge tsunami or a hurricane or something to come and clean that up, you know, and get things going on a positive note. And I guarantee you know, in the middle of a great quake or a hurricane, there are no atheists. You know, there. You know, you start praying to God, get me out of this, you know, like you know, I'll be good from now on. You know, it's just like and you know, you know, people are going, God, you're going biblical. And you know, I'm not really going biblical. I'm doing research. I'm doing research of the past history, how things came about, why things happened, and
This
are we following the same pattern now?
and we are
Yeah.
but I have found, maybe it's because we shifted and we're going back to church, but this thing is communicating with us in kind of a biblical kind of context. Some people on my team too have been getting information in the same kind of context. I really don't know what this is, that I've been dealing with. I understand what it's done. I understand its intent in different areas, but when it comes down to it, it's some sort of very advanced energy, intelligent energy, that is communicating with us, which are a very non-advanced energy-wise, beings. And How it communicates with us is just very, very complicated. And to see it, kind of switch to this kind of biblical context, it has weirded me out some, but at the same time, it's kind of making sense with what I'm seeing in the world. So I don't know what this is. It's presented itself to humanity over many millennia as different things. And, there's, like I said, there's a group that's studying people like Chris Bledsoe. They wanted to study me. They're studying people from around the world. And there's a Native American family that I know of in New Mexico that's allegedly being studied in this. And to them, everything they're experiencing in this mountain, it's very similar to stuff going on at Mount Adams. The stuff that they're experiencing at this mountain, they and the other people in the area interpret it through the lens of their culture. They believe that it is some sort of God type thing from the Native American culture, And the people that are coming in studying this have been talking to them, and they've been like trying to talk them into, oh, this isn't a Native American God that you're in contact with. It's really this ancient Egyptian God that under this name. And they're trying to get all of these different people to believe that they're in, trying to get them all on the same page with what belief wise of what they're in contact with. Because right now it's all over the page. And I think these people that are studying, they want everyone to be on the same page energetically, mentally, with what they're communicating with so that they can manifest something better or to cause something to happen, because they wanted to convince me that I was in touch with, like, the sun god of ancient Egypt, and
Ra.
they're telling all of these, all these different people. There's people like in Vietnam, that are having these experiences. They're like, oh, no, this isn't the ancients or whatever you think it is and are praying about. It's really this from ancient Greece. It's really weird how they're trying to manipulate people's minds as if they are tuning rods or some sort of tool that they're using.
They should be. I tell you what, to me, this is my experience, is that you have to discern from the heart and the motive. And so if it doesn't feel good, most likely it's not. If the motives aren't aligned with the universal law, then you probably want to switch channels and work with something else. And it's always not one thing. Like a master will come in, even like Jesus said that, I'll clear you of these demons, but if you don't realign yourself with God, creator, great spirit, whatever you want to call it, seven more will come in. And so there's always two things happening, more than two in some cases. And so one is trying to test you to get you to do some things that might be morally integrity corrupt or whatever. And they're going to tell you you're the chosen one, that you're special, and you're this and that. And the other group is saying, no, we're all special, or no one's special. Get rid of your ego, get rid of your personality, and then you're going to understand the big picture. And so there's always more than one thing going on. And it's like people ask me about ufology. They go, is it demonic? Is it angelic? Is
Yes.
it nuts and bolts?
Yes,
Is it
all those
time
things.
travel? Are they dimensional? I go, it's all the above. Like,
Yes, it's not just
check,
one thing.
it's D, check
Every
D.
everyone wants it to be one thing that they can pick up, look at, and go, okay, and set it down. But it's not that easy, people. It has the whatever this phenomenon is, it uses mystery to draw you in and to open you up. And right when you think you're done with the mystery, there's more there. There's always more there. So, it's kind of a mystery trap, kind of like
Yeah,
honey.
the more you think you know, the more you don't know. I mean, it just the
Yeah.
more you delve into this, you realize, man, I'm an idiot, compared to what's happening out here. Like, I have no clue. Like, a lot of people are asking about the war in Iran and all these other things going on, and I go, you know what? I can tell you what happened in the past there, a long, long time ago, but right now, I go, I'm not there. I had this lifetime, I haven't been there. And I don't know who's who. I do know
Yeah.
that
Just ask the Iranian people,
I'd have to
bring
go and
everybody else's opinion,
ask the Iranian people, okay, what's really going on? And it does seem to be there's a common denominator there, and the common denominator is the old sacrificial gods of the past versus the all-loving, all-forgiving God, where everybody's welcome.
Holy shit. It's really crazy to hear you saying this because this has been a part of the downloads and some of the stuff that I've been writing down and that I'm going to be talking about at the Disclosure Summit next month in my speech. And like I've been hearing different people on my team saying things, and now I'm hearing you talking about the exact same topic. This is just really, it's really bizarre.
It's being downloaded right now on high to as whoever's
I
open to
guess
get the
so.
information are getting it and are finally figuring out who the players are, and what their motives and agendas are. And it's just there's just power struggles basically going on, and using God as the ping pong ball,
Yeah.
between the two. It's really weird. The only way you're going to figure this out is to, as I say before, drop in the heart, make your own personal connection with Creator, and use that for discernment, and ask yourself, okay, how does this feel? Does this feel right? Does this feel off? And what is the motive and agenda, and what's the outcome? Is the outcome healing? Is it awakening and healing for all? Is it unity consciousness? Is it universal law? And that's the only way you can get through this stuff, because none of it makes sense. On if you don't understand the big picture, none of this makes sense. What's going on?
Absolutely. I agree. Are you going to talk about some of this in April? It's pretty interesting. We'll be on the same, we'll be on a similar theme then. That'll be pretty
I have all
exciting.
the research and the photos and everything to explain what happened throughout history, and what's really going on underneath. And really, the bottom line is that, like I always tell people, you're not going to understand this unless you watched a bunch of Star Wars,
Right.
because there is a good force and there's a dark force, a light force and a dark force, and we get to choose. We're in the middle, and we get to choose which force, we want to align ourselves with. And one is focused on, freedom for all, like the universal law, and the other one is focused on controlling everybody, controlling the masses, ultimate control. And so it really gets simplified when you go, okay, which side of the force is this person working on, and don't listen to their words, watch their actions, and trust your heart. If your heart's to, hey, this doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. So
Yeah,
there's a
because
lot of
people,
really smooth operators out there that are saying all the right things.
oh yeah, and they can get the most pious and holy looks on their faces. They can get all the sparkles in the eyes. They can cross check every box that any person is looking for. Oh, is this person spiritual? Let's see. Do I feel their heart? Yes. Do I feel the? And these people have learned to mimic all of these things, over time. So there are a lot of people that are just really good at pretending, and then there are other people, they just want to be accepting. They want to be accepted themselves. They need people of their own vibration and way of thinking to accept them. Because no one else around them in their everyday life does, and they can't be themselves. So it's just this whole thing, and they fall prey to these crazy ideologies that are surging through ufology and all of these little prophets and prophetesses that we see doing videos, and they're talking about certain blonde-haired beings, from the Federation and all that, and they have no idea themselves where all this comes from. And if you do go to the Joy of Satan Ministries website, old group, for decades they've been infiltrating ufology and planting these exact stories. And there are people out there who would never entertain that energetic resonance information on purpose, but instead it's being dressed up as love and light, and it's being put into their minds anyway, and they're adopted to their belief systems. It's become a part of their belief system and their truth and all of that. And they're so far into it that if the information did come out about what this infiltration has done, they would be in denial. Oh, that didn't happen to me. No. This is my truth. You and they don't realize that they're now basically Luciferians. They're, alien Luciferians, and they've been
Facebook
tricked.
spirituality,
Yeah, they've been tricked into it, So they would never consciously decide to be a satanic Luciferian type of energy, but instead they've been tricked into it through all this, a lot of love and light kind of trickery.
And then they've gotten on the in the herd consciousness and coming after us. The people that are bringing out the truth, the hard truth, like they come after us. But I mean, there's people out there right now I know are behind all this, meritless gossip and rumors and everything else that are now calling everybody to take the high road and don't get into disunity. And they're the ones that started all this nonsense, in their competitive, backstabbing ways.
I've seen that happen time after time the last
It's
12
such a
years.
paradox. And they're saying, well, we're just taking the high road. Well, the road you're on screwed a bunch of people, and maybe you might want to go back and fix that one, and do a little restitution, a little apology there, before you step over on the high road,
Well, the thing is, James, not even that deep down, these people know who and what they are, and they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing.
And somebody else knows what they're doing too.
Yes, they do.
And karma's a bitch. I hate to say, it may sound unspiritual, but everything is being amplified and accelerated right now. And so like I said before, the truth is surfacing. Everything's being revealed. Karma's being accelerated and amplified. And it's like, I'm just kind of sitting here watching it all unfold and say, careful, you're going to hurt yourself, and you might want to rethink this path you're on and do some soul searching and go out and meditate, get out in nature, take your shoes off and get really clear with why you're here, your own unique soul purpose, and get on with it, because all this other nonsense that's going on is all for acceptance and approval outside of yourself. It's all external. You haven't done your internal work yet,
It is, and it's also a trap because the more you get wrapped up in this stuff instead of the inner work, you will find all of a sudden 3 years, 5 years, holy shit, 10 years went by and I'm the same person. I didn't do any of the inner work. Holy crap. You're in this safe little mental kind of dimension of your own, your own reality, your own truth. And
Yeah, it's called denial.
it ends up preventing them from actually growing.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're out of time right now, so we're coming up to the end of the hour. It's been
Awesome.
an awesome interview. I'm
That
glad
was
we're
great
getting the
talk.
same information on the same
Yeah.
page. The anything you want to leave the audience with, or I know you
Yeah.
got the conference coming up. You got the big conference coming up.
Yeah. I would encourage everyone to either watch online or please come to the conference. James will be there, I will be there, and many others. It'll be an amazing time. I'm really happy to hear some of the stuff James is saying today. It's congruent and right in line with a lot of the major communications I've been receiving. I'm going to be doing quite a presentation talking about my latest contacts and the information I've been given. And I'm looking very forward to sharing that with people in person and see how they react to it. And I'm looking very forward to listening to James's presentation because he's obviously receiving some similar information right now.
I've gone way beyond any need for acceptance and approval outside of myself. And I always tell people, well, if you're pissed off, you need to be pissed off. And if it's not your coat, don't wear it.
That's
You know,
right.
if you are upset, you might want to check out what kind of coat you're wearing, you know. So
Well, we've been doing this so long, and you realize that we're basically a screen, and there's a billion projectors out there,
yeah.
and
Oh yeah.
everyone is projecting on us all at once. And we've learned that, that's there. That's
Yeah.
them, and I just literally don't give a shit anymore,
Yeah.
what these people
Yeah.
think.
I just say you have fun with that, or thank you for establishing your character and your
Right.
ignorance. Have a
Your
nice day and
ignorance.
walk away, you know. But
Well, I appreciate the conversation today, James. I have to say I'm pleasantly surprised and happy to hear some of the information that you're receiving right now as well,
oh, thank you.
and that it is in balance with what I'm receiving, because that's always a good validation when you know someone of a positive nature who is receiving something similar to you. So
Yeah. And the good news is, you know, that this isn't going to last. You know, that old world, that old consciousness is collapsing in on itself, and you know, we just have to get out of the way, let it fall, and shift our energies towards the, you know, awakening and healing of humanity, Earth, and get off this old program. But anyway, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and good luck with getting your water back on and everything
all
else you
right.
need, and we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, I'll see you in April, man. I'm looking
All
very
right.
forward to giving you a big hug.
Awesome. You too.
All right, take
All right.
care.
Good night.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.